Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. We come to you each week live via the internet. And as you are aware, all the programs are archived. So you can listen to this program at any time in your office or at your home or whatever, even if you have one of those portables, who knows. In the background, we hear the great Moshe Kuzovitsky with Sheibona Beis HaMikdash. But we're going to start with a different cantor singing a wonderful version of Sheibona Beis HaMikdash. And it's really appropriate in a sense because it's a successor to Moshe Kuzovitsky at Bethel in Brooklyn. So before we get on to the GCL, which is the guest chazanist lover, which will come right after this selection, let's hear Bensian Miller with Sheyibona Beis HaMikdash.
Oh,
That was Bensian Miller with Shayibono Beis Hamikdash. And we're now going to be continuing with our new segment to the program. For those of you who may be new to the program, we have something called the GCL. That's the Guest Chazonus Lover. And I've been contacted by a few people who wish to participate. And by the way, if you want to be a guest Chazonus lover, obviously you have to love Chazonus, contact me, you know, through cbjmusic@aol.com. It's all on the homepage of the website. And we'll make arrangements. And this evening, I'm so pleased to have with me on the phone, and this is live, Alan Steinberg. Good evening, Alan.
Form of a combination of spirituality and art, and nothing beats it.
You know, Alan, I'm afraid that I didn't have the speaker on right in the beginning, but you were raised with Chazonus, and then when you moved to Cherry Hill...
I was raised with Dominic, and I didn't really get into Chazonus until I was a young adult, and I became friendly with Marty Fuchs, who was a cousin in Cherry Hill, and he introduced me to other Chazonim, and I started going to concerts, and I was hooked.
Well, you really are hooked, and I know you've selected two of your favorites, and, you know, it's always a dangerous thing to say who are your favorites, because when people ask me that, I say among my favorites, but you've selected the two. Tell us about the first one and how you came to select the...
first one is by Itchin Meir Helfgott, who is the greatest cousin of our era, and he is responsible for the revival of cousinhood. And this piece is Anenu, which we're asking Hashem for forgiveness. And you have to hear Itchin Meir Helfgott not just sing this in concert. You have to hear him dubbing this on Slichos or on Yom Kippur. He does it with his whole neshama, and it's something that every time I listen, it really affects me. The second piece is by Yosla Rosenblatt. It's the Yevorach Espes Yisrael, and it's part of the Hallel, and I've seen a video of Yosla Olive Shalom singing this, and it also is something that really excites one and brings one closer to Hashem. I never had the privilege of hearing Yosla Dovin or singing constant person, but I listened to his tapes over and over again. He's a giant of Jewish history.
Well, he certainly was among the greatest. Unfortunately, he died at such a young age in 1933, I believe it was, while he was in Israel.
Right.
And it's a shame that we didn't have the technical expertise for recordings in those days, but you can still catch the neshama.
Absolutely.
Okay, Alan, so the first of your favorites is Itchin Meir Helfgott, and we'll be hearing Anenu, and Alan, you'll come back after this piece, and we'll just have a couple more comments.
Okay, Charlie. Okay, great to be on your show, and it's an honor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anenu, 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 Anenu. Eloike, Avo.
Selection. I hope I accidentally disconnected with Alan. Alan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You cut me off.
Yeah, technical problems. That is some piece at Aneno.
Oh, it absolutely is.
He was, and the orchestration is rather dramatic with Sobel's orchestration.
Oh, Sobel is a unique phenomenon in the history of Cosmonaut. We're on the air now, aren't we?
Yes, we're on the air. Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. Sobel is the greatest arranger in the Jewish music world. And when you combine Sobel and Helfgott, you're getting the ultimate in rare art form. Nothing can be better. And Helfgott's a name who has something that really goes deep into the Neshama.
It's always hard, I think, to pick out which, for a great chazan, which piece is your most favorite. It's something that either, it's very difficult to...
It is very difficult, but when pressed to make a choice, that's what I come down with.
Aha. Uh-huh. And, of course, you're a faithful devotee of Helfgott, and... hearing him live, it's like those people who tell me all the time how they used to hear Koussevitzky. Of course, I didn't discover Chazanis until many years after Koussevitzky passed away, but it's interesting to be able to take part of history, so to speak.
But I would add this, Charlie. It's as great as it is to hear Helfgott in concert, it is even a more powerful experience to hear him dubbing. When he is talking to Hashem, and he is pleading on behalf of his congregation, acting as a shliach tzibur, that's when you have an experience with Helfgott that is just overpowering.
Well, I always felt that the separation is those who believe what they're singing, and those who are just singing, and. You can really spot the difference. If it's just a performance, someone mouthing the words, or someone believing the words, that to me is where the differentiation really, really
100%.
Comes through. 100%. Now, we just heard Anenu with Helfgott, and the second selection is Yesala.
I believe Yesala wrote Anenu, by the way, and now we're going to hear Yesala from the Hallel Yabach as Beis Yisrael. It is a classic, and I've seen a video of Yesala doing this. And there is Yesala with that full beard, singing in a way that can make you cry.
It's a wonderful selection, and the power of the internet is one thing that really overcomes me sometimes. But here I have an iPod. believe it or not, I'm going to be playing this from the iPod. So let's hope that this comes through. I'm going to be picking up 2.5 minutes into the selection. The first 2.5 minutes are the choir repeating Yevorech, and let's pick it up where Yesala starts with Hashomayim.
Yeah.
Okay, 1920 recording. Sure, there are better recordings of that, but that's unfortunately the one that I had at the moment. I have to do a better job of preparing these requests for the great guest Chazonist lovers. That was Alan Steinberg and his two favorites, among his favorites, Anenu by Helfgott, and Yevorech es Beis Yisrael by Yesler Rosenblatt. Well, once again, I want to wish a mazel tov to my friend and the designer of my website, Kalman Groner, and his wife Rivki, on the birth of their son. The bris is tomorrow morning. If you've seen the name Kangaroo Partners on the website, that's Kalman Groner. He does a wonderful job if you're looking to find someone who can really be creative, and hope you enjoy my website as much as I do. Anyway, mazel tov to Rivki and to Kalman. And also, if you were listening last week, you know that Yanki and Yudit Lemmer have a new addition to the family, Liba Tzipora. And we're going to hear their dad, right now, with Mizratza Barachim. This is Yanki or Yaakov Lemmer. And I understand in a few weeks he's coming out with a CD, and I'm looking forward to debuting some of the selections on the program. In the meantime, this is something from just a few months ago, Mizratza Barachim.
Satze Berachamim Umispayes Visachanunim Misratze Mispayes bisachanunim Yisratzev yispayes ledoironim Yisratzev yispayes ledoironim
That was Yonki Lemmer, and as I mentioned, he'll be coming out with a new CD in a few weeks, and I'm really excited about the prospect of perhaps debuting one or two of the selections for you to hear. As you know, I'm the Lemmer Muller fan club. Zevi Muller and Yonki Lemmer. I really like these guys. They're terrific. Okay, time for a classic. This will be Kop of Kagan and the classic of the Kiddush L'Shabbos. Kiddush L'Shabbos with Kop of Kagan.
¶¶ Shabbat Kodesh Chol V'yahavon V'rom Koyin in Haretono Korom HaKodesh
Well, that was the classic Kiddush LeShabbos with a cup of Kagan. We're going to next hear a new cantor for me. It's a debut. I have quite a few of his recordings. This is cantor Sidney Dworkin from Montreal, and he'll be chanting V'hu Rachum. Cantor Sidney Dworkin.
Oh, Rachum.
cantor Sidney Dworkin from Montreal. Okay, we're going to close with Alberto Mizrahi with Ono Bekoach. Abe Alberto Mizrahi, Ono Bekoach. Fastest 2 hours in Jewish radio. Time goes by so quickly when you're having a good time. I hope you enjoyed the program. A little mixture. Have a little fun. But we'll get back to the serious side of Chazanis. I hope you will forgive me for that sideshow, if you will. Okay, don't forget this coming Motzei Shabbos at the U Cafe. Yaakov Motzen will be the guest cantor. That's U Cafe on Lexington between 93rd and 94th Street in Manhattan. Call the U Cafe for information. That's the letter U and C-A-F-E, Cafe. I don't have the number handy, but you know, you can look it up on the internet. Don't forget, February 19th to the 21st, Shabbat Chazanut, Stark, Lemmer, Pinchas Cohn, wonderful, wonderful evening, not evening, immersion, 2 days, 2.5 days at the Woodcliffe Lake Hilton. I'm looking at the homepage right now on the computer. It's in the upper right-hand corner. It says Shabbat Chazanut, gives you all the information. It's a wonderful, wonderful time, and I welcome listeners of Nachum Siegel's program. I hope that you enjoyed the hour also, and come back again. You can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.
Yeah.